they use both words, or was it mostly gunny sack?
I think probably gunny sacks, because we also had burlap, a nice kind of burlap that was put on the inside of rooms, and they used it as a wall covering, but it was a thicker, more densely woven piece of material, not quite as heavy as canvas, but made of the same kind of fabric.
Okay. And this is just another, a boat that you rolled around, if you roll it around with oars, would be called a rowboat. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the thing they use to, they crack at animals to...
A whip.
Okay. They ever call them bull whips?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. And a quirt is a
small one, a small little whip that you snap it
okay.
at your own hearth.
Okay. What would they have used on the ranch to sharpen tools with?
Well, we sharpened the sickles with a grinding iron, we called it, but it was a grinding wheel type thing, and you held the sickles up against that, and you sharpened your knives, and sometimes they pedaled. We had one that we could pedal, then we had another one that ran from a little Dempster engine, and we put a belt on it, and if they had a lot of sickles to grind, then they did that in the evening with the belt, but rather than the hard way of pumping it with their foot, like a bicycle.
I got you. And when, in the old days, would it have had anything like a sawhorse or a saw?
Yes, we had sawhorses.
Is that what they called them? They have called them sawbucks or wooden horses?
We called them all of those things. We a sawbuck was where we put the log in there and sawed it with this kind of thing. And then we had the saws that we used again with the big Dempster engines.
Okay.
And those big Dempster engines looked half as large as an ordinary little railroad engine, you know. They were big engines.
Okay. We mentioned fences. Did they ever build fences out of stone in this area, rock and stone?
No, we didn't. I've seen so many of them, and I think it would be a beautiful way to go to get clean the meadow. We have a rock pile, but we never made a fence.
Do people in this area make a distinction between rocks and stones? Are those pretty much the same thing?
I think that they're one and the same.
Okay. What kind of plows would they use in the old days?
Well, we had one plow that just one horse pulled, and the person held it in their hand, and they made little lateral ditches with that plow. When you had your main irrigating ditch, and then you made little furrows, or little, I can't think what they call those little ditches. Mm-hmm. But they were separate from but they were small, so that you could take up too much meadow to irrigate.
You ever use anything like a lister?
No.
Okay, is that not a term? How about a gee-whiz? Is that a word familiar to you? Gee-whiz? Okay. Would you ever use anything like a spring-tooth harrow or any kind of harrows?
No. This is all wild hay up here, you see, so it's never been plowed or harrowed or...
Okay. So it comes up...
comes up automatically every year.
All
you have to do is irrigate it.
In the old days, would they have ever said it comes up volunteer?
Yeah, volunteer.
Would they ever, earlier we were talking about big earth moving equipment, would they ever use anything like a buck scraper or a Fresno?
I've heard of the Fresno, but we didn't use it, but I know what it is.
Okay.
And the slip that I was telling you that they used to get gravel, we dug the gravel out of the side of the hills and helped to make the road and things of that sort.
I see. Okay. These are just a couple of pronunciation items. The things that they used to cut the wool off of a sheep with.
Shears.
Okay. There weren't any sheep in this area ever.
Yes, there were.
Were they?
Yes, there were. But they didn't. They didn't do too well, or at least the ranchers maybe discouraged it. I think more than anything. But some people had sheep and kept them on the place. But cattle didn't like to go back into the pasture after there had been sheep there. So. This was pretty much a cattle raising area.
Okay. And the thing you use to nails into a piece of wood.
Hammer.
Okay. And the thing that we drive outside now, thing we drive around in, are called?
Automobiles.
Okay.